Chicago, Chicago.
Good afternoon. You're on the air with Our Village. I'm Fred.
And I'm Chris.
And we've got a nice day out there, and Matt's here working away at the board doing all kinds of strange things. And
he certainly is, as usual.
Thank you, Matt. He's the man that carries it.
Matt did a wonderful promo for us this last week for our show.
Yeah, I heard it, and he shared me. I said, no, that can't be us.
We sound pretty good.
Yeah. Boy, I wish we were that good. Anyway.
We have some really exciting people on the show with us today. We have Richard Allen Eisenhart, who is our theater critic in our newspapers, The Our Village and Village Square. Richard will be calling us shortly and just telling us a little bit about local theater and what's to be seen currently out there, and maybe what to look forward to in the coming months. Richard is a real expert at what he does, obviously. And a little bit later, we have Sylvia French from Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating calling in, and she'll be giving us some tips on perhaps how to eat more healthy foods and get in shape.
And very good. And I think Richard's calling in right now.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. You're as always, very prompt. How are you doing today?
I always try to be very prompt.
You are.
Hello.
And how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. You sound good. I understand you had a little bit of a tiff there, but are you feeling better, are you?
Yes, I'm feeling a lot better, and I'll feel even better when I get the stitches out of my head.
Oh, dear.
I'd like to know what the other guy looked like.
Well, you have to check the alley because I fell on the ice in the alley.
Oh, boy. People should be really careful this time of year. But you're right. A lot of times you just don't see it, especially if it's getting to be a little bit dark out, you know.
You know, we're very lucky, Richard, because we have you as a writer in the Theater Review. And you've been with us, I guess, over a year now.
It's been about 2.5 years.
2.5 years. You know, time goes by so darn fast. And, you know, you've been in the business a long time. You're an expert at what you do. You're a real professional. And when did you start going to the theater?
Well, I was very fortunate and lucky. My parents took me to my first show when I was 5 years old. But my first big show came when I was 15, which was South Pacific with Janet Blair and Richard Eastham. Now,
well,
Janet Blair became a major movie star. Richard Eastham is a very talented actor and singer, but he never got to the fame of a lot of the big stars, but he's done a lot of supporting roles in television and movies.
I see. And have you ever been in the business yourself?
I did a semi-professional production of Guys and Dolls. I played Big Jules, even though I'm only 5'2". And in the stage version, the character is supposed to be 6 feet tall and that. And I worked with a lot of the actors were prominent in Chicago. Ted Ziegler was on WGN-TV as Uncle Bucky, and he played the Frank Sinatra part. But most of the actors in the show worked in summer stock.
I see.
Interesting. You know, obviously all of us who follow your theater reviews or critiques and the other reviewers out there, we depend upon you and your opinion. And, of course, we tend to follow the people that we tend to maybe have a little bit more of an agreement with. But your job is very demanding that way, and it is accountable. What made you ever get started in this? Because you really, you know, have put yourself in a position where people do depend on you. What brought you into this?
When I went to see a production that Victory Gardens did of a show by William J. Norris, it was called Dillinger. And William J. Peterson, who now is a major star in California on CSI that takes place in Las Vegas, played John Dillinger. And, of course, John Dillinger was a prominent gangster that got caught and shot at the Biograph Theater where Victory Gardens Theater is now located.
I didn't know that.
I went on a Friday night to see the show, and it had gotten decent reviews. there wasn't all the major coverage that there is now of the shows, because there's over 200 in Chicago, and there was only 19 people on a Friday night. So I felt that I needed to do something about making people aware of the shows, because I believe there's a play out there for everybody, from small five-year-olds, teenagers, and that. And so I started putting out my own homemade publication from the daytime job that I had at that time, which was with the Chicago Northwestern Union Pacific Railroad, and that. And I paid for that publication up until the 1990s.
Oh, my. And you started it,
and
I believe,
I started that in 1976.
In 76, so went on all that time.
Right.
And every week, this was like a bulletin about the theater,
right,
and what was playing.
It turned out to be a 150-page publication.
150 pages?
Each week.
Right. What I did was, as the theaters found out about me, and that, they send me their press releases, and I ran them in the paper, simply because it had all the pertinent information, what the show was about, who was in the show, ticket prices, performance schedule, and the run of the show. And then I would make periodic comments after I had seen some of the shows as to whether it was worth going to see or not.
My gosh, that must have taken a long time, 150 pages.
It did.
Per week. Gee.
It did.
It really shows the love that you have, though, for the whole theater family out there.
The thing of it was, the show ran 3, 4, 5 weeks, I could keep that press release for that show in for that long period of time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to withdraw up until the show closed.
Mm-hmm.
It's still quite a job. And then as the new ones
came in, I just would add them to the publication.
Yes. Well, you, of course, we all know from your writing with our paper that you review all theater in the Chicagoland area, but a lot of the theaters that you really try to assist and promote are the smaller ones that, you know, have great productions, but maybe everyone isn't always aware of what
right.
they do have to offer.
Well, you know, even though some of these shows like Marriott, Chicago Shakespeare, Drury Lane, Oak Brook, and that have been around for a while, there still is a lot of public plays that people are not aware of. All Night Strut originally started out as a five-person show, and at the Marriott Theater, they have added, there's 23 in the cast, and it features the music of the 30s and the 40s, and it's an excellent dance and musical production.
And that, you said that's at the Marriott right
that's
now?
That's at the Marriott Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
And another very, very good production is Chicago Shakespeare's production of a new musical based on Alexander Dumas' Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
And David H. Bell, who's directed it, has discovered a bright new Chicago actress named Abby Mueller. And she's a star of Tamara, mm-hmm. and she is playing the role of Connie, Constance, which June Allison played in a version of The Three Musketeers with Gene Kelly back in the around 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And Drury Lane Oak Brook has opened a brand new production of The King and I with Mary Ernster, and she's played this role three times. And it is an absolutely excellent show.
Have you seen that show yet? Have you been out to see The King and I yet?
Oh, yes, I saw. I see all these shows usually at the press opening on opening night.
I see.
And another show that I recommend is the last show that August Wilson did before he died. It's his 10th play, and he died of cancer. And it's called Radio Golf, and it's at the Goodman Theater. And another show that is an exceptional show is Doubt, which is at the LaSalle Bank Theater, which is the old Schubert, with Sherry Jones. It won a Pulitzer Prize, and it won Best Play, a Tony Award for Best Play, Best Actress, and Best Director.
In fact, you have that. I believe you did a review on that for our paper that's out on the street right now, did you not?
Currently, I just did a review on that show for your paper.
Yeah.
You do an excellent review.
Thank you.
You seem to get to the people. You get to the pulse of the people. You could write a, I think anywhere in the world, you could write a great review. And we appreciate so much that you work with us on our newspapers. And, you know, you are a unique fellow. I mean, you worry about the small actor, where he's going, how is he going to get there. You also worry about the people. Can they afford it? We've had a talk on this, maybe you remember. That, you know, can people really afford? You can't afford sometimes to go downtown and see your average Joe out there working 40 hours a week. It costs a ton of money.
Sure.
But you find these places, and we've had a lot of comments on how good the theaters that you find and the plays that you talk about have been just wonderful for the people to be able to see it and enjoy real theater. And you
well,
do a great
like
community.
Some, a
for your,
the,
you do a great cause for your community here.
Yeah, even some of the smaller theaters do exceptional work. Some of the material, unless you had a big-name Hollywood or TV personality and wouldn't draw at the box office and that, but still for a theater that seats 100 or 150 people, it works and comes off perfect. And those are theaters like Apple Tree in Highland Park and Northlight Theater in Skokie, Illinois.
I see.
And we have, of course, we have a lot in the city, too.
But this is so important because this gives everybody a chance to see theater.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand what theater is, and this gives them a chance to go there. This man is on stage right now saying what he's saying. They're not
right.
going to cut it out. They're not going to retape it. Whatever comes out of his mouth is there.
Right.
And I think it's so great that you, as one of the people in the city, push so hard to keep this theater thing going. And
well,
I've never talked to anybody that said, you know, you're just one of the tops in the world on what you do. And we appreciate, again, how much you do for
well,
us.
I know that there are a lot of terrific professional actors and actresses out there, as well as directors. Matt Raffatiri, who is going to be opening in February in Greece at the Marriott Theater, is an exceptionally talented actor. He's done a number of shows at Theater at the Center in Munster, Indiana. And it's always nice to discover fresh new faces. And
yeah.
There's nothing more exciting than live performances between the audience and the performers on stage.
And, you know, I don't think either that it is particularly that much more expensive than going to a movie these days.
No, not anymore.
You're right. You're
mm-hmm.
absolutely right.
Yeah. If you, you know, if you judge your times, maybe when you go, perhaps not at the most popular times on the weekends.
Right.
And then, of course, various theaters have different pricing schedules as well. But it isn't out of the range for a family to be able to do this sort of thing with their children.
Do you have any, in your own personal feelings, do you have any particular type of theater you like to go to, such as maybe music, drama, comedy? Is there any one type of thing that you enjoy more than another?
Being that I trained as a singer, and I sang in church and at my high school graduation, and I was in Guys and Dolls. I do like musicals, but I do like Shakespeare. I do like dramas if they're well done, and that, and have they can be provocative. They can be raw material if it gets the point across as to what it the playwright is trying to tell its audiences. But musicals, and I enjoy being entertained, and I think the major theater goer wants to be entertained.
Yes.
But like with Doubt, it deals with an African-American boy that is supposed to be abused by a priest in a Catholic school and that. And it's concurrent with what's going on today, but still, it's a very well-done play.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, so really you're very well-rounded in your appreciation of live theater.
Yeah, I don't.
All of us want to become more of.
I think a day with you, we could all learn a lot more about theater and how it actually works, you know, and what the feelings are of people in the theater. But how would you like to, from time to time, call in? Would you do us a favor?
I would be more than glad to. And even as say, like, sometime if I can arrange to have you interview one of the performers in Chicago that's in an exceptionally good production, to give you a little bit insight into how they got started and that.
Richard, I feel that we've known you a long time, and everything you do is very important, and people hang on your words sometimes as to whether they will go or will not go to see a particular thing. And we feel you more as a close friend at this point because you're a good guy. You're just warm about people. You understand people. And anything you want to do, you let us know. You can have people on here to interview or whatever you would like. But in the meantime, I'd like to catch a few minutes of you every so often.
Sure,
when
my
good
pleasure.
Stuff is coming into town, you can say, Chris and Fred, this is what I think.
Right. No, my pleasure.
That's splendid.
Well, it's been fun talking to you. And I'll see you pretty soon anyway. You'll be able to pick up the paper. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much.
You wanted to add or, you know?
No. Well, I think I've covered just about everything.
All right, sir. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Richard. That was Richard Allen Eisenhardt, our theater review person for our newspapers and website, and he just does a wonderful job, and he's going to be joining us, as you said, regularly, just letting us know what's going on around town. And when we said that Richard had a very well-rounded observation of the live theater, here's something else that can make people well-rounded: curves.
That's an easy way to jump into that one. Don't forget, we have a radio bet on here.
Yes, and I'm all raring to go and ready to go in for my sign-up, which I'll be doing next week. Maureen Stebbins, of course, was on last week. And as we all know, Curves brings their 30-minute fitness to our community, opening their doors to good health for women of all ages. And so to prevent future problems as we age and to improve the way we feel today, call Curves. They can give you all the information you need about signing up. Their phone number is 773-763-0563. This is the first day of the rest of your life, so begin the right way by calling Curves. And when we were talking to Maureen last week, of course, we brought out the fact that regular exercise can benefit people, not only women, obviously, but men as well, to combat things like high cholesterol, hypertension, diabetes, bone density improvement. And so very, very important, preventative as well as improvement of your health. And the Curve system, of course, is the circuit system that's geared for women, that makes it just a comfortable environment, welcoming atmosphere that's helped women of all fitness levels and all ages commit to an ongoing fitness program and achieve great results. That's Curves. And once again, you can call Maureen Stebbins at 773-763-0563. They have three locations, one in Norwood Park at 5854 Northwest Highway, Edgebrook at 5354 West Devon, and Elmwood Park at 2840 North Harlem. That's Curves, 773-763-0563. And I know that we've been talking about having some future people on the program with us. One of the people who will be joining us in the near future will be Dennis Lemke, who is the proud owner of A Caring Concept to help you be at home. If you or a loved one needs help to maintain independence and stay at home, call A Caring Concept. They'll refer experienced caregivers who will address your specific wants and needs to empower your life. No contract is required. So for homemaker companions to nurses' aides to private duty aides, whether live-in or hourly services, A Caring Concept is number one with an immediate and personal response to your needs. Let their 38 years of experience in helping people work for you. Call A Caring Concept today for a free brochure and prepare your home for caregiving. Their phone number is 773-539-6600, and you can find them online at acaringconcept.com. And we'll be visiting with Dennis Lemke sometime soon in the future, who's the owner of A Caring Concept.
And I believe we have Sylvia.
Sylvia French.
Yeah, she's on the other line.
Seattle Healthy Eating. My goodness, aren't we
good.
Just healthy these days.
Maybe we can get two contests going here.
Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Chris. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you today?
Well, great. It's a wonderful afternoon.
Yeah, every day is beautiful.
Every day is great. You better know it.
Boy, that is the truth. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, I know that probably everybody out there in the civilized world knows the name Seattle Sutton. And,
I believe they do.
I think they do, and probably assume they know exactly how Seattle Sutton operates and the type of products that that you have. But, you know, we thought it would be interesting because, of course, you've been working with us for a long time with our newspapers and now on the radio.
It's been a pleasure.
Pardon me?
It's been a pleasure to be in your paper.
Well, thank you, and it's the same here. But we thought it might be good for you to perhaps enlighten our listeners a little bit, again, or refresh their memories, as to what exactly Seattle Sutton offers.
Okay. Well, first of all, Seattle Sutton is a leader in the home meal replacement programs that are so popular these days. She was the very first one, and she did it mainly for diet reasons at that time, for weight loss. But as time went on and people used our program and saw that it was freshly prepared meals and all nutritious, they started using it for convenience and for a lot of other reasons that the body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started to then market to not only weight loss, but cholesterol lowering, hypertension, diabetes, because our meal program is the only one out there that is all nutritionally balanced.
Interesting.
That's really important.
Oh, yes.
Get all of those benefits by using our program.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got 5 weeks of different meals, all freshly prepared, all low fat, low sodium, and low sugar. And so our clients get the benefit of, first of all, portion control, and then convenience, which is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a 5-week program, which is what we have, 5 weeks of different menus, your body gets everything that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to take any supplements. All you have to do is drink a lot of good fresh water and milk.
Milk too, especially for women, I'm sure, right?
Do you have a somewhat of a story about this in written form at all? I tell you why. If you tune into television, I made a prediction once that if you watch television long enough, you'll find out an ice cream sundae with a pack of cigarettes will be great for breakfast because it starts off coffee is no good, and it ends up coffee is great until the next guy said, no, coffee's no good.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this over, and I think you've noticed this, you know.
Absolutely.
You could have a couple of drinks a day. No, you shouldn't have any drinks a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to some people one night, wait long enough. We'll all have ice cream sundaes, pack of cigarettes. That'll start our day off. And it would be nice to be able to nail down something that says, this is, whether you use it or not, this is the way it is.
And you know, she's a great example for that, Fred, simply because when all of the low-carb crazes were going on, she had no part of that. We have carbs in our program.
Oh, wonderful.
Because you need fibers.
Complex carbohydrates, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a little shelf full of books at home. I have a lot, but this particular one, I've got it boxed so that on one side of it says the only way it was a carbohydrate diet. And on the other end of all these books, I have a book that says you only eat protein. So I keep them there. So, you know, again, I'm like a television guy. You don't like that one? Come on down here. I got another one.
Well, you know, actually, with all of that information out there, and we are in the age of information, as you well know, it's very confusing for people.
Sure.
Yes, they are.
They don't know then which one to follow, and then when they start something, then they quit it. Seattle has said this, or she's been in business now for 20 years. There's no other way that I'm going to do it. This is nutritionally balanced. You get everything that your body needs, and nothing artificial, frozen or dried. And, you know, you've got to learn portion control, and you've got to do what I'm telling you to do. And if you do, you're going to get great results.
Mm-hmm.
And you do.
You mean I'll look beautiful again?
Mm-hmm. He always looks beautiful to me.
Well, you know, and then, because you want those wolf whistles, right?
That's right, wolf whistles. You know, I have a question, because I know that you'll be able to assist people when they call in, and obviously we're going to let people know where your locations are and what your phone number is before we go away today.
Mm-hmm.
But for older people who perhaps maybe are living alone at this point in their lives, or maybe just an older couple, isn't this something they could benefit from as well? It doesn't have to be, you know, someone like you say who's just dieting. It's for just general nutrition.
Convenience and healthy eating. As a matter of fact, there are many seniors who are on our program.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as a matter of fact, even tell them they don't have to even order one order each. We tell them to order one large order and share it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they still like to go out to lunch with friends.
Sure.
And there's enough food in that large order that could certainly provide for two people, especially when you get to be a certain age, your appetite is not usually the same.
Mm-hmm.
But our programs fit so many different needs in people, but that's what's wonderful about it.
Well, that's
and we enjoy serving clients because we see such wonderful results.
Oh, that's great, Sylvia. And we want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you. And, of course, you have two very convenient locations. One in Ravenswood, which is actually just in the heart of Lincoln Square,
mm-hmm.
Ravenswood-Lincoln Square border at 4824 North Damon. And then one in Edgewater on Sheridan Road at 5244 North Sheridan.
Yes.
But you do deliver as well, do you not?
Indeed, we do.
Okay, and how do they get a hold of you?
Well, just call us by telephone.
Mm-hmm.
At the numbers that we have printed on our material.
Okay, and
773-271-5244 or 773-334-9731. You can also go on the website if you have the opportunity to see what all the menus look like and look at all of the nutritional analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's SeattleSutton.com.
Very good. Or 1-800-442-DIET will also get them 30, all right?
Correct.
It's really been fun talking today.
Well, and the same thing.
And you take care.
Thank you.
And I'll be around one of these days to see
come
if you can
in.
Help
take
me with my weight. We have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sylvia. And once again, her number is 773-271-5244. That's Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating, Sylvia French. Thanks, Sylvia, for calling in. And what do you have to say for yourself, sir?
Very little. Well, the politicians are coming along. That's fun. And next week, we are going to try to get Bosley on the dog.
Bosley, king of the canines.
No, I'm going to run him for president. I'm going to run him for president. Why not?
Years ago...
When you ran a fellow for president, you'd actually sometimes look at him and then think about what he says and what his policies are going to be and where he comes from. Nah, that's all out. The last time it was, you know, the shoes, which way they were, the ties, the jackets, the suit. Now we've stepped into something that, you know, I don't feel that's good at all. I think it's terrible. The way we stepped into, well... If it's a woman and I'm a woman, I should vote for her. Well, what has she done? Who cares? She's a woman.
Mm.
Or then they come into the ethnic, see the Espanoles, and then you've got a fellow that's an Afro-American. That's fine. I think that should be just not considered. I think we ought to sit down and say, what is this person's credentials?
Uh-huh.
What can he do to help this country, which is in kind of a bad way right now? We need help.
Mm-hmm.
But people complain all the time, but they vote on such silly things. Why mm-hmm. don't they take 10 minutes?
Right.
I'll bet you if we polled people today and asked how many people have read, say, Richardson's resume, I'll bet you there won't be one that's read it. And out of all of them, he's the only guy that seems to know where he's going. I'm not promoting him, per se. I'm just saying at this rank mm-hmm. right now,
right.
It's, you know, anybody, and nobody else really has any experience at all. They say they do, mm-hmm. but what have they done?
Yeah.
So I'm going to run Bosley.
Good. Well, people go too much on looks, and, of course, looks has to do with vision,
yeah.
And a good friend of ours.
I had a woman say to me yesterday, well, so-and-so, he's got a great personality. I said, so don't I. So why don't you make me president?
Go ahead.
Birch Optical, folks, the gift of vision anytime through the year. Birch Optical, always been a family-owned operation. 69th year in the business, actually, at 5489 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Fashions have been envisioned there, as I said, for 69 years now. They honor most major insurance plans. If you mention that you heard them on our program, you'll receive $25 off on a complete set of eyewear. That's Birch Optical. Their number is 773-775-3300, and they're located conveniently in Gladstone Park on Milwaukee Avenue. And the Edison Park Inn for the Super Bowl festivities coming up at 6715 North Olmsted in Chicago. Great wood-burning oven pizza, open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock. Visit their website for all of their menu and entertainment options. EdisonParkInn.net, and they have live music, bowling, and billiards upstairs for private parties.
I guess that's about it for the day. I say too much on the political scene.
No, not at all.
It's not a scene, it's a mess.
We will talk to Bosley about this.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Bosley what he's going to do. Well, he'll probably get some kind of people to go out and explore.
Next week, folks, Garen Prepped High School with Sister Dawn Tomaszewski and the students who went to Rome for the canonization of Mother Theodore Garen back in October.
Thank you so much. We'll...